Maine after a state media outlet reported the illegal circulation of an unidentified COVID-19 drug. The response came after state media Global Times reported earlier this month that vaccine scalpers were selling an unidentified batch of COVID-19 vaccines at home and abroad at an unreasonably high price. The Chinese foreign minister stressed that China attaches great importance to safety and effectiveness in the vaccine research and development process and will not tolerate such illegal activities. Demonstrators rallied in Kathmandu on Tuesday, demanding the ousting of Nepal's prime minister in protest at his decision to dissolve parliament amid an escalating feud in the governing Nepal Communist Party. They chanted slogans against Prime Minister Khadga Prasad Oli as thousands of riot police stood guard. Participants said they will hold larger protests if parliament isn't reinstated. Iran has begun human trials of a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported on Tuesday that the vaccine produced by Shifa PharmEd, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19. Also, Iran has sentenced 8 of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source in the latest example of the Islamist-ruled nation's longstanding and internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of its Baha'i religious minority. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he's reinstating a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to